Let's pray.
Dați-i favac.
Heavenly Father, this morning we turn to your word. We want to open our hearts. Ask that you would open our ears. That we would hear the word of God this morning. That we would hear the voice of your Holy Spirit. And we pray, God, that you would give us faith. So we can respond appropriately. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, we read about the temple. And they used to go year after year, month after month, performing sacrifices. Once Israel had a temple, they placed the Ark of the Covenant inside the temple. The Ark of the Covenant was instructed by God. They built it according to His instructions. And it was given as the place where God's glory and His presence would dwell. And now, of course, God is infinite and He's everywhere. But Israel had a special meeting place. Because we as human beings are weak. We wouldn't know where to look for God. So to make it easy, God said, "I'll be there." And He said that Ark of the Covenant, where His presence was, had to be in the Holy of Holies. The most sacred part of the temple. And it was hidden behind a curtain. Now, I don't know if you've worked with material. Normally, a piece of cloth is thin. But that curtain was about 4 inches thick.
Ten centimeters,
that's right.
4 inches,
That 10 centimeters thick. Big barrier between God and man. And most of the sacrifices were just done on the other side of the curtain. The Holy of Holies was so sacred that the high priest would only go behind the curtain once a year. At a very special time of year. And he would have had to prepare a perfect lamb. And he had to sacrifice it. And he himself had to do some ritual washing and cleansing stuff. And the law prescribed how the utensils were that even cut up the sacrifice, how they had to be cleaned. If they got it wrong, If that priest went behind that curtain and the sacrifice wasn't accepted, then the power of God would break out against that high priest and he would be struck dead.
Te ni erinandriamanitra ny tonga dia mamirotsaka mankao amin'iny mpisorona be iny a dia mamono azy maty izy.
So if you bring sin into the presence of God,
ka raha mitondra fahotany ao amin'ny fanatrehan'Andriamanitra ianao,
his judgment breaks out against the sin and destroys that thing that is sinful.
Le fitsarany a iny no manafika an'izay fahotany izay a ary mamono an'le mpanota.
Now this could be a very big problem.
Ka tena mety hoe olana lehibe izany.
Because if that priest went behind the curtain,
satria raha ohatra izay mpisorony izay naka ao ambadika le efitra lamba,
and he was struck dead,
ka hoe vovony to dia maty teo izy,
and there was a real possibility of it,
ary tena hoe misy hoe possible mihitsy any mitombony izany.
Because we know they'd seen it happen before.
Satria efa hitantsika mitrangy izany teo aloha,
when the ark was being carried on a cart,
hoe tamin'ile noentina le fiara io a noentiny zareo tamina sarety a,
and they were getting it back from the Philistines,
azony zareo niverina avy any amin'ny Filistina izy tamin'izay.
The cart, the oxen stumbled and the cart was tipping over.
De nisy nanafotoana an'le sarety izany a dia nitongilana an'le fiara.
A man called Uzzah put his hand out to steady the cart.
De nisy lehilahy anankiray atao hoe Uzzah tonga dia nikasika an'le izy izy mba hoe anitsy an'le zavatra an'le sarety ny vilany.
And as he touched the ark, he was struck dead.
De izy tonga dia nakasika an'le fiara iny a tonga dia teony eo izy dia maty.
So now when the high priest goes to the ark,
ka rehefa makeny amin'le fiara mifanekena izany le mpisorona be,
what happens if he gets struck dead?
Inona no mitranga raha tonga dia maty eo koa izy?
So they came up with a clever plan.
De nisy fomba marantsaina be anataony zareo.
They tied a rope around him somehow. He had a rope tied to him.
De nataony zareo izany asiana tady a mifatotra aminazy.
And that rope was long enough that it went behind the curtain back out into the place that wasn't so holy.
De iny tady iny izany lava be a ka afaka mitonga hatrany amin'le toerana masina indrindra iny a dia hatrany amin'le toerana le ohatra ny hoe tsy dia masina izany.
So then he also had some bells around on his clothing that would ring.
De amin'ny akanjony ihany koa misy lakolosy kely izany dia maneno iny.
And so when he walks around behind the curtain, no one can see him, no one can go near him.
Ka rehefa mandehandeha ao ambadika le efitra lamba izany tsisy olona mahita anazy, tsisy olona mahafantatra an'izay ao.
Because he's gone into the presence of God.
Satria izy mandeha manantona an'ilay fanatrehan'Andriamanitra.
But they can hear the bells jingling.
Fa eny zareo kosa nefa mbola manenineny ilay lakolosy kely.
So they know, don't pull the rope, he's still alive.
Fantatra zareo izany aza mbola sotomina aloha ilay tady fa mbola velona izy.
Anyway, what he would do is he would take the blood of the lamb.
Eny zavatra tony a dia maka ny ran'ilay zanak'ondry izy.
And that lamb had to be the spotless, the best lamb from the herd.
Ary izay zanak'ondry izay a ilay tena hoe izay tsara indrindra ao amin'izay ondry ananana ilay tsy misy kilema.
And he would go up to the ark of the covenant.
Dia manantona an'ilay fiara mifanekena izy a.
And he would sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat.
Dia manaparitaka an'ilay raha izy a eo amin'ilay seza ny famindram-po.
A special part of that ark was called the mercy seat.
Anisan'ny faritra anankiray eo amin'izay le fiara mifanekena izay izany a le toeran'ny famindram-po, seza famindram-po,
would be sprinkled on the mercy seat.
De le raha izany a aparitadritaka eo amin'izay hoe toerana na le seza famindram-po izay,
asking God for mercy for his people,
mangataka amin'Andriamanitra famindram-po ho an'ny olony.
And if that sacrifice was accepted,
ka rehefa hoe nekena izay fanatitra izay a,
the priest would live.
Dia velona le mpisorona.
And the priest would come out again.
Dia iny fa mivoaka avy ao indray a le mpisorona.
And he would come out from the curtain.
Dia mivoaka avy ao ambadika le efitra lamba izy.
And the people would see him again alive.
Dia io ny olona fa mahita anazy indray hoe mbola velona.
And they would go, yeah!
Dia mitehaka zao, yeah!
Because God has accepted our offering.
Satria hoe nanaiky an'le fanatitra nataontsika Andriamanitra.
The sacrifice was acceptable.
Nekena le fanatitra.
When Jesus died,
tam Jesus matia.
His blood was shed.
Narutsa kan rani.
And his blood was offered to the Father.
Arn ranu natul tan rai.
As a sacrifice for your and my sins.
Utu inwe fanat tana surna wan fautak swan fautana.
Jesus went as our high priest.
Jesus ya nande sta kan lewe psurna pe atsik.
And he presented his own blood.
Kan ran tenan mintsu nu natulun.
To the Father.
Natulun teo anatrean rai.
And appealed for mercy.
At
the throne of grace,
teo amin'ny seza fiandrianan'ny fahasoavana,
in the presence of God,
teo anatrehan'Andriamanitra,
he asked, "Will this do for mercy for the people?"
Hozy izy hoe ity ve a mety a ho famindrapo a ho an'ny olona.
If it was not acceptable,
raha tsy nekeny iny a,
the tomb would not be empty.
But
Jesus came back from the dead.
He came
out of the grave. Alive again. Because the Father said the sacrifice is acceptable. That is the meaning of the resurrection. You may have thought that resurrection just meant Jesus was stronger than death.
But
resurrection actually means the priest wasn't killed, he came back alive.
It means
the sacrifice was pleasing to God.
And then
the Bible tells us our high priest sat down.
Te uzi ny tenin'Andriamanitra hoe amintsika hoe lay psorina be antsika nipetraka izy avieo.
Once and for all.
Tena hoe vita le izy izay andriamandeha izay ihany ho an'ny rehetra rehetra.
He had made atonement for sin.
Nanao a fisoloana ho an'ny fahotana izy.
It would never be needed again.
Tsy mila manao tahaka an'izay intsonintsony.
In the Old Testament, the priests went back year after year after year.
Tany amin'ny testamenta taloha le psorina be iny a mila miverina foana isataona isataona.
They were very busy men, those priests.
Tena niasa mafy mihitsy ireo psorin'ireo a.
Catching animals, burning things, eating things.
Dia mandidan'le biby, dia dorana le izy, dia mihinana an'iny zavatra iny.
They didn't have time to sit down.
Tsy nanana fotoana hitombenana mihitsy ireo.
Because the work was never finished.
Satria tsy nety tapitra mihitsy le asa.
But Jesus sat down at the right hand of the Father.
Fa Jesus kosa nefa mipetraka eo an-tanana ankavanan'Andriamanitra.
Because the work was complete.
Satria feno a vita le asa.
That's what makes the new covenant better.
Izay no mahatonga le hoe fanekena vaovao a tsara kokoa.
It's a payment once and for all.
Tena hoe sarany iny a natao indray mandeha tsy miverina.
Sin is atoned for.
Efa voasolo ny fahotana.
Jesus is alive. The Father's wrath has been appeased. Now that's not my sermon.
Tsy izay akory le toritenko.
I wanted you to understand the importance of the resurrection.
Fa tiako ho azonareo fotsiny ihany ny tena hoe mahazava-dehibe an'le hoe fitsanganana amin'ny maty iny.
But today I also want to talk about something that happens for you and me.
Fa androany koa dia te hiresaka zavatra izay nitranga ho asy ho anao.
If you believe in Jesus.
Raha mino an'i Jesosy ianao.
Something that happens to us as believers.
Zavatra izay mitranga ho antsika izay mpino.
Who receive what Jesus did.
Izay nandray an'le zavatra nataon'i Jesosy iny.
You may never have received what Jesus did.
Mety tsy mbola nandray an'ny zavatra nataon'i Jesosy mihitsy ianao.
If that's the case, you are still in prison.
Raha izay le zava-misy dia mbola ho anatin'ny fonja ianao izany.
You are still captive to your sins.
Ary mbola voababo ny fahotanao ianao.
But I want to talk today about something for all of us.
Fa misy zavatra tiako tenenina ho antsika tsirairay avy androany.
And I'd begin with this question: are you a murderer?
Fa dia atomboka amin'ilay fanontaniana ilay izy hoe ianao ve mpamono olona?
In your mind you quickly answered and you said no.
Dia ao anatin'ny sainao ianao tonga dia mamaly angaikaina hoe haa.
Unless maybe you really have killed someone.
Raha tsy hoe efa tena namono olona tokoa angaha ianao.
On purpose.
Tena hoe nyfananinao vonona izy.
But I'm going to propose something to you.
Fa misy zavatra atolotro anareo, asehoko anareo.
In Matthew chapter 5.
Ao amin'ny Matio toko fahadimy a.
You don't have to turn there, but if you want to, you can read it later.
Ara tsy voatery makany tsika fa raha tianareo afaka vakianareo izy rehefa avy eo.
Jesus says some things about If you look at a woman with lust, then you've already committed adultery.
He's
saying that the issues of the heart are as important as your actions. So I'm in a room full of adulterers. Because the men have looked with lust at the woman somewhere in their lives. Unless you're a really little boy and you didn't quite have that same hormones working in you yet. Now I'm not encouraging you to do that. But I'm using scripture to explain scripture. In the same section, Jesus says, if you're angry with someone, angry, then you're in danger of the fires of hell. What does he mean by angry? He means angry that you want to destroy the relationship. He says if you call someone fool, you're in danger of going to hell. But you don't die for just anger. You a life for a life. That's what the law said. So what Jesus is actually getting at is in your heart when you want to destroy a relationship, when you want nothing to do with someone, then it's the same as murder, you just haven't carried it out.
John 3:15
says anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. You see, it's like the lust and adultery. Then hating your brother is the same as murder. Have you ever thought about someone you thought, I never want to see that person again? They've caused me so much trouble. I hate them. I just don't even want to see them. I felt like that mostly when I was a little kid. I outgrew it, but you know, I can't say I'm innocent. There are times where I really hated someone. Even if it was my teacher at school. There was one very ugly teacher. He used to beat the children. And I wanted nothing to do with him. I hated him. I'm a murderer. You're probably a murderer. See, just now when I asked you, are you a murderer, you thought, no, I'm not. But you probably are. You probably wanted to destroy relationships at some time in your life. So we are adulterers and murderers. Or at least at some point in time we have been. And this is the human condition. I'm willing to bet that those are just some of your sins.
Only
a part of the sin. Sins like destructive anger or wrath. And lust. They're accompanied by other sins. Like greed.
tahaka ny ohatra hoe fitiavan-tena.
Laziness.
Akamona.
Envy.
Fitsiriritana ny an'ny hafa.
Gluttony.
Fitoerana ohatra ny ao anatin'ny toerana ratsy.
Pride.
Ary firehareana.
Ah, you see, we're actually sinful by nature.
Hitanareo ny natiora antsika mihitsy a, natiora manota.
And pride.
Ary le firehareana.
Some of us are too proud to admit the truth about our sinful natures.
Ary ny sasany amintsika ary dia tena feno firehareana sy avinavina miaiky hoe isika neka manana an'izay natiora manota izay.
Even if you're too proud.
Ieny fa na dia hoe tena hoe priare be loatra aza ianao.
Today I'm calling you on it. I'm saying you are probably a murderer.
Dia androany mihitsy ny amin'teny aminao hoe ianao mety ho isan'izay le hoe mpamonolona izay.
But don't worry. That's not where the story ends. Now I get to the scripture I want us to look at this morning. Luke chapter 23. And verse 18-25. Read from verse 18-25.
Ie dia vakitsika manomboka eo amin'ny andininy fahavalo-ambin'ny folo a dia hatramin'ny fahadimy amby roapolo. Fa izy rehetra niantso mafy indray miredona nanao hoe vonoy io ka Barabasy no alefaso anay nefa natao tao an-trano maizina io Barabasy io noho ny fikomina tao an-tanàna sy ny vonoan'olona ary satria tia ny Pilato alefa Jesosy dia niteny indray izy fa ny olona niantso kosa ka nanao hoe omboy omboy amin'ny azo fijaliana izy fa hoy izy tamin'ny fanoteliny ka inona ary ny ratsy nataony tsy hitako izay elony tokony ahafaty azy koa ho faiziko izy dia alefako fa niantso tamin'ny feo mafy ny olona ka nangataka anombonan'i Jesosy amin'ny azo fijaliana ary nahery ny feon'ny olona ary Pilato dia nandidy anao izay nangatainy ary rehefa nalefany ilay natao tao an-trano maizina noho ny fikomina sy ny vonoan'olona satria io no nangatainy fa Jesosy kosa natolony ataony araka ny sitrapony.
This is a powerful, powerful story.
Tena anisan'ny tantara tena manan-kery mihitsy ity.
Because Barabbas lived.
Satria niainy Barabasy.
He was a real man.
Olona tena nisy io.
And yet his name has special significance.
Kanefa le anarany a misy heviny manokana.
And his life and condition has special significance.
Ary le fiainany sy le toetra niainany ihany koa dia nisy heviny manokana.
And the details of it are significant.
Le zavatra tsipitsipirihany madinika amin'le izy tena misy a heviny manokana daholy.
Jesus has come to Jerusalem.
Tonga tao Jerusalema Jesosy.
It's the time of the Passover.
Ary fotoanan'ny Paska tamin'io.
And he has been betrayed.
Ary izy a dia nisy namadika azy.
And he's been handed over to be tried.
Ary dia natolotra ihany koa izy mba ho avadika.
And he's about to be crucified.
Ary efa kely sisa dia ho fatsihana amin'ny azo fijaliana izy eo.
And this very interesting little thing happens with Barabbas.
Ary dia nisy zavatra kely tena mahaliana ny tranga tamin'ny Barabasy.
And it's a story.
Tantara izy io.
About you and me.
Tantara tsika sy anao io.
It's a story about our condition.
Tantara ny toerana misy atsika io.
It's a story about who we are and who Jesus is.
Ary tantara ny hoe iza marina moa isika ary iza marina Jesosy.
And it's a story about what God does.
Ary tantara ihany koa io miresaka ny zavatra izay nataon'Andriamanitra.
Because the Bible tells us Barabbas was in prison.
Satria ny tenin'Andriamanitra miteny tamintsika hoe tao am-ponjana hoe tao an-trano maizina Barabasy.
It says for rebellion and murder.
Ary ozy izy hoe noho ny fikomina sy ny famonoan'olona.
You see, Barabbas had brought death somewhere along the way. He was a murderer.
Zanwe tao ananana tao amin'ny fiainana tao Barabbas namon'olona.
But before that, he was a rebel.
Fatalohan' izay izy nefa nampikomy.
He had tried to stir up an uprising like a coup d'état.
Ohatrany ireny le hoe mikomy ireny mba ohatrany hoe manao fanonganam-panjakana.
He wanted to overthrow the authorities.
Te anongana an'izay fahefana misy izy.
And what had happened was, in the process of this uprising, people had been killed. And they said, Barabbas has rebelled against authority. And he's brought death. And for his sins, he's condemned to die. And he's been put in prison and he's awaiting his crucifixion. Now, you are Barabbas. Because we rebelled against God's authority. We rose up in Adam in the garden and we said we're going to do our own thing. And we turned against God's authority. And the result of mankind turning against God was that sin entered the world and death reigned through sin, because death is both the consequence and the punishment for sin. And so the law came and it judged us and said we have fallen short. And we're condemned for sin. We're imprisoned. We have a sin nature that holds us captive. And we stand condemned to die. Because we rebelled and we brought death into the world. You, mankind, me, mankind, were the rebels and the ones that brought death. We're the Barabbas. Not Barabbas' name means. It comes from Greek. Which has its roots in Aramaic. Also, it had the meaning Barabbas was Bar Abba. And
Bar Abba.
Bar was the prefix for son. And Abba was father.
Arle Abba, the way dad.
It meant son of the father.
Ntikian said the way son of dad.
That's Barabbas' name, son of the father.
Ni Ntikian let the anarne Barabbas son the way son of dad.
What it actually means is every man. It means generic man. It means a prototype for man.
Arle san tenayev tleiza de lewele san akiu san lota noele tarana karaman tul minsen.
It's like being called some guy.
Lota lewe atsune le ra le lasai.
A typical human being.
Well, I will bel ren.
He was representative of mankind.
Yes, yeah. De ota noe na na neuan ni sultena ni ulbella reta ret.
Adam had a son, and he had a son, and he had a son, and he had a son.
Ia taman teraka ten teraka ten fionda ku ten teraka ku in ten terak.
And there's Barabbas, the son of the father.
Te yini anku parapasa sanaktad.
A rebel and a murderer.
Leip kumia si pamunul.
Imprisoned and condemned to die.
It's
incredible prophetic typology. It like represents something. It's metaphorical. Barabbas is actually there in the Bible to show you.
You.
And the people stay typical to their human nature. Because Pilate says Jesus is innocent.
Sati Pilate vantene tsimelk Jesus.
Pilate, the authority, wants to let Jesus free.
I Pilate azay tupum fayefana tamzany te amotsitran Jesus mba hoafaka.
And you know what the people say?
De fantatranareo hoe inona nataon'ny olona?
No, Pilate, we reject your authority.
Ah, Pilate manohitran izany fayefana izany izay.
We want Jesus dead.
Tina Jesus mba hofaty.
Rebellion and murder.
Mbola le fikomina sy famononolona ihany.
Exactly the same as the trouble that got Barabbas in prison.
Mbola mitovy tsy misy hafa an'le zavatra nampidozan'ny Barabbas tao am-pigadrana ihany.
It's the human nature that says we want Jesus dead because we're envious of him.
De izay le naturan'ny olombelona izay hoe aleona Jesus mba ho faty satria izay mialona anazy.
So no, Pilate, we don't want Jesus, crucify him.
Ah, Pilate, izay tsy mila an'io Jesus io fa omboy amin'ny azy fijaliana io.
Crucify him.
Omboy izy.
Crucify him.
Omboy izy.
They kept shouting for death.
Mbola mitabataba kikika tao ohatrany hoe mandrapahafatiny mihitsy zareo.
Rejecting Pilate's decision.
Tena hoe notsipahandry zareo ny fanapaha-kevitra nataon'ny Pilate.
Pilate gave in to their wishes.
Farany moa dia nanaiky ny etaetam-pony zareo Pilate.
But it tells us in the Bible at that time there was a custom.
Fa manambara amintsika izany a ao anaty Baiboly ao hoe tamin'izany fotoana izany a amin'ilay vanim-potoana ohatran'izay izany a misy fomba fanao anankiray.
It wasn't part of the Roman law.
Tsy anisan'ny lalàna romanina izy io.
Maybe the Romans just made a concession to the Jews.
Fa mety hoe nanao an'ilay izy ho an'ny Jews fotsiny ny romanina.
That they could do a prisoner swap.
Hoe afaka manao takalo a raha ohatra izany hoe misy olona voafonja izany dia afaka atsimbadika iny.
Or that they would let someone go free.
Na hoe afaka miteny izy hoe ihanyna afaka avotsorana ho afaka.
And they said, give us Barabbas.
Dia ozy izy zareo a Barabbas omenanay.
Crucify Jesus.
Fa omboy Jesosy.
Barabbas was set free.
Afaka Barabbasy.
And Jesus was put to death.
Fa Jesus kosa no novonoina ho faty.
And that shows the substitutionary nature of Jesus' death.
Ary izany dia maneho antsika ny amin'ny fahafatesan'i Jesosy Kristy izay mitondra fisoloana ho an'ny hafa.
Jesus died in the place of sinful man.
Jesosy Kristy dia maty naka ny toeran'ny mpanota anankiray.
Barabbas was supposed to die.
I Barabbas no tokony hoe ho faty.
Jesus was innocent and should have lived.
Ary Jesosy a ilay tsy manatsiny tokony ho velona.
They crucified Jesus and Barabbas was set free.
Nombona tamin'ny hazo fijaliana Jesosy a dia afaka I Barabbasy.
That story is a prophetic announcement from the Father God of what he's about to do through the cross.
Izay tantara izay a dia tahaka ny hoe faminaniana avy any amin'Andriamanitra iray a ny amin'ny zavatra izay ho ataony a ny amin'ilay hoe fahafatesan'i Jesosy a nankeny amin'ny hazo fijaliana.
Right before Jesus went to die, God said, this is what it's all about.
Meloana fatesan Jesosy mihitsy ara dia fanteniny iray hoe izao ny any hevitry le izy.
Sinful mankind is coming out into freedom.
Ho afaka ny olombelona.
Jesus is going to die in his place.
Fa I Jesosy kosa no ho faty haka ny toerany.
You and I were Barabbas.
Sasa ianao izay Barabbas izay.
Sinful man.
Isika ilay olombelona mpanota.
Condemned to die.
Isika ilay tokony meloana ho faty.
Jesus took our place and died for us.
Fa I Jesosy naka ny plasintsika dia izy ny maty a nisolo toerana antsika.
Jesus died for you.
Maty ho anao Jesosy.
He died for me.
Maty ho ahy izy.
Because we have countless sins.
Satria ny fahotantsika tsy voatanisa.
And we should rightly die for them like Barabbas should have.
Dia tahaka ny Barabbasy hoe tokony ho faty iny tena tokony ho faty tokoko tsika.
Not everyone gets the benefit.
You
have to receive that by faith, what Jesus did for you.
You know,
when Barabbas was sitting in that dark prison, hours away from his execution, very close to dying for his crimes.
Tena hoe efa kely sisa izy dia ho faty noho ilay ratsy izay nataony.
The guards must have come and opened the door.
Ny tonga angambany ilay mpiambina dia nanokatra amin'ny varavarana.
The gate of the prison.
Ny vavahadin'ilay fonja.
Said, hey Barabbas.
Hey Barabbas.
Get up.
Mtangan.
You can come out.
Avakam foke now.
No, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to die.
Zatste ufat.
No, you're going free.
Yenonge uafake.
Why?
Na on.
What do you mean? I don't believe you.
Yenakuntino tenena zats minono san.
Some other guy, Jesus, he's going to die in your place.
Misa zelela toetse. So say he's no fate on place now.
He could have said, no, I don't believe it. I'm staying here. This is a trick.
Tena fita pita kawanazan.
You guys want to humiliate me more. You want to beat me more.
Antena tina ro alambaraka pepe kukua tina ro vununa kukua.
But instead Barabbas got up.
And
he came out of prison. And for us to receive the gospel, we have to believe that this is indeed true. That Jesus died in our place. And we can get up and come out of the prison and go free because of Jesus. We get that when we believe in Jesus. That he died on the cross for us. And he did. And Barabbas did go free. And Jesus did die. This isn't an idea. This is what actually happened. Jesus died for you and for me. And we can go free. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for putting the story of Barabbas in your word. Because Barabbas so clearly represents us. And it's so obvious to see Jesus died in his place. Today, Lord Jesus, we want to receive your death as a substitution for us.
And one, Jesus, you derise nice and far fatesan ozan to in way fissuluna tuera na wanai.
We want to receive the gift of life.
Te andrayan lefan mezana ten fiaina nizai.
That you bought for us.
Te le fiaina nazan fudina wanai.
By dying the death that we should die.
Tamne lala nina fatesan oan lefa fatesan a tukununandiana nai.
By taking our place in being punished for sin.
Tam naka non tuera nai arna naiku vosaz non fautan.
And so today, Lord Jesus, we declare that we believe in you. As the Lamb of God, whose blood was offered on the mercy seat, whose life was given for ours. And we receive that work. We receive your work on our behalf. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for going to the cross. Thank you for laying your life down. Help us to come out of our prisons into the glorious freedom that you've won for us. So that you can have your full inheritance to the glory of the Father. Amen.
Amen.